Chof Beis Ir, 2nd of May, Rabbi Reform Moshe Feldman, The Miraculous Survival of Klal Yisrael.
Everybody, thank you for having me.
Good morning.
Daunting to speak in London. Yeah. Used to speaking in a smaller, well, maybe bigger base of Antwerp, but smaller city. Thank you for inviting me to speak in London. You're Title, welcome. The Miraculous Survival of Klal Yisrael. Mark Twain famously said in his... Now, I've forgotten the name of the essay. It'll come to me. Famous essay which he writes that one of the greatest miracles that he knows about is the survival of a certain race called the Jewish race. He was an Yehudi himself, and he couldn't understand how right through the centuries, through the generations, with all the persecution, and with all the humiliation and degradation and suffering, this nation remains bold as brass. And he couldn't understand. And he writes, and Eini Yehudi writes, this is the great mystery, miracle of all time. So let's try and shed some light on the matter. How comes we're still here? First of all, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, at the time in 2448, when we became a nation, there were mighty empires, mighty civilizations from north to south, east to west, all over the world. The Egyptian Empire, of course, was par excellence, besides all its tumah. And yet, today, those nations that are lucky enough to have a few stones of them in the British Museum, that's their survival. And here, we're still talking about whether Sfiris Omer should be with a minion or without a minion, Kriya Shema should be with a minion, without a minion, we're still here in its full live glory, in its full setting, as we said before, bold as brass. How did it all begin and what's it all for? First of all, we say in davening, Atohu Hashem Ha'olekim Asher Bocharato Ba'Avram. A fellow called Avram, unassuming person, living his life in Ur Kasdim, and his father had the primarch of Avodah Zarah, of idol worship. People were flocking, sales were galore, to come and buy the Avodah Zarah that Terah had. This Avram became Avram Ha'ivri. Kolo Olam Kulo Mitzad Echad. And he suddenly took it upon himself to become Mitzad Hasheni. To become on the other side of the world. Ha'ivri. Same as Aver HaYaredim. What courage does it take to undertake such an undertaking, to become loichein, is very, very difficult. Just digress for a moment, for those who, maybe I shouldn't say this in the Beis Medrash, but for those who were zoicha to see the film The Darkest Hour, where in that film, Winston Churchill, had to fight against the people, he had to fight against Parliament, in order to wage war against Germany in 1940. The country was ready to lay down its arms, what arms it had at that time, lay down its arms, and ready to give in to a certain, as we know who, in Germany, to give in to him and let him take over Great Britain. There was no exception. Not one single member of Parliament wanted to fight, wanted a war. Nobody wanted it. They just had a war for 4 years, which was a total waste of lives, total destruction, annihilation, Nobody knew what it was for. Nobody knew what it represented. Nobody knew in the end who the enemies were, who the friends were. It was a total waste. The last thing anybody wanted was another war. One man that Abraham sent as a shliach for us. If not for him, we would not be sitting here today. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Whether you like Churchill or you don't like it, he should have sent more bombs to bomb the railway tracks, to Dushan Zain. I'm not being dumb now on what he should or shouldn't have done. But the fact remains, if not for him, we would not be sitting here today.
What war are you referring to?
The Second World War?
No, the Four-Year War.
The First World War. What they call the Great War.
Oh, Great War.
Yeah, yeah. What they call the Great War from 1914 to 1918. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What they call the Great War. Yeah. The First World War. Nobody in 1940 wanted a Second World War. That's right. The Abraham sent to shliach, Winston Churchill, he fought day and night. He almost lost his job over it, soon after becoming Prime Minister. But amazingly, alpines, we can say, he held his own, and he would not let the country give in. We are not giving in to Germany. No way is he going to become our Chancellor of Greater Germany. It's not going to happen. Baruch Hashem, it didn't happen. Baruch Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem, it did not happen. And we are here today, we're still continuing. Shebechol doa vadoa, oimdim oleinu lechaliseinu v'akodesh baruch hu matzileinu miyodom. This Avraham, going back to Avraham Avinu, v'samto shemoi Avraham. No longer are you this chap Avraham, who's me'eva the whole world. You are now going to be Avraham. Av, the father of a nation. The father of a nation that's going to continue until the end of time and beyond. And you're going to be the ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You are going to be what the Navi Yeshaya calls Oyer Lo'abim, a light for the nations. How have we been zeicha to this? What do we have to do? How do we ensure our continuity? How do we ensure that it continues midoya ledoya from one generation to the next? The Samto Shemoi Avraham umotsasa es levavoi ne'emon lefonecha. You found his heart faithful before you. However far a Jew will go, however far a descendant of Avraham Avinu will go, he will have inside him this motzosa es levavoi ne'emon lefonecha. Somebody who keeps absolutely nothing. May I dare say, even somebody who eats nevelis or treifas b'yom ha'kippurim. Somebody who's looked so far, if he's a yid, if he has an ashama inside him, we daren't give up. He is still one of our boys and one of our girls. There's nothing there at all. That matzoso es levavoi ne'emon, that part of Avraham Avinu's heart, is in every single son and daughter lo'olam void. The same as our neshama, says the Zoya, has a chelik alekai mimal, a portion of Hashem from above. Likewise, the soul of every single person, every yid, has inside him and her chelek elokai, a chelek of the lev of Avraham Avinu. Let us begin at the beginning how we see the genesis of Avraham Avinu. If you were writing the Chumash, you were writing the story of Avraham Avinu. So you would write, and now that we've dealt with the Mabul, now that we've dealt with Noach, we're now and Migdal Babel, the Tower of Babel, we're now going to deal with a new nation that arose from somebody who was called Avram, and later on he became Avraham. Then, beginning of this nation, Hashem decided, Vayoyimah Hashem, I've decided to make this nation, this is going to be the nation. If we look in the Chumash, as we know very well, we find nothing of this. Nothing at all. We find the very first mention of Avram is Terach lived 70 years and he bore Avram, Nocher and Horon. Very, very obscure. Next pasuk, Terach, not much better. Terach hoided as Avram. Then Avram and Nocher took wives for themselves and named Avram's wife Sarai. And then Terach took Avram his son, not even allegiance to Avram at all, but allegiance to Terach. Terach's days, 205, Vayomoth Terach Bechora. Oh, we're now starting a new sedra. Now we're going to have this whole structure of this great nation that's going to come. New sedra, Lech Lecho, Vayomoth Hashem and Avram. Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecho, Vayomotzeko, go from your land, I'll make you into a great nation. Here we find the beginning of an inkling of this Goy Godoil, but no fanfare. No grace of fanfare. He goes, he arrives in Eretz Canaan. True, there's a promise, Nazaracho Etein is Eretz Azois, but that's about it. He builds a Mizbeach, he carries on going southwards. Vayhi Rav Pa'oret is a famine. And we're back to mundane business. Avram has to run away from Canaan. He has to go to Mitzrayim. Why is the Torah so hidden about our greatness right at the beginning? And as we go through Sefer Bereishis, we know the Sefer Bereishis is an amazing Sefer of the beginning of our nationhood. And we go through Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, particularly when we come to the Shvatim and Yosef, difficult parashas to understand. Again, no inkling of this great gadlus, this oil la'amim, this light to the nations. We come along to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Things start to build up. Hashem is saying that there's going to be the Esemachos. He comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Seneh, and he says, Moshe, I've seen the suffering Ami of my people. The first mention of Ami, of being Hashem's people. Hashem ben Yitzrayim. I have heard their cries. I have come down to save them from the hands of the Egyptians. Right. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'chi oitzi es b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, says Rashi. V'chi oitzi es b'nei Yisrael, ma zochu Yisrael, she'yas elohem des, v'yoitzi ein b'nitzrayim. What zochus did Klal Yisrael have? That a miracle should be performed for them, and I shall be able to take them out of Mitzrayim. What kind of kasha is this? What kind of question is this? If Hashem is calling them, Ami, my people, so what are you asking? What zochus do they have? We take the mussel of a soup. And in the soup you have a small potato, a soft potato. And the potato is extremely soft and it's melting into the hot soup. And there's a little bit of potato left. A tiny speck of potato left. Within a few moments, that potato will disintegrate into the soup. Till then you've had soup and potato. In a moment you've got soup. There's no zecha of the potato at all. This is how our nation were in Mitzrayim in the year Nissan 2448. We were that little breckle potato left in the hot soup. A moment or two later, we'd already almost reached Mentes Sharei Tumah. Once we got past there into Nun Sharei Tumah, that's it. That's it. We would have been Egyptians. We would have had Egyptian names, we would have been Egyptian, and there would have been no nation. Moshe Rabbeinu says, at this stage, when Klal Yisrael is at this particular state, as the Malachim themselves said at Kriyas Yamsuf, Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, V'Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, what chance is there? Even if I'm able to go to Paran, and even if Paran will say, take them out, I've had enough of them, take them out. What continuation could this nation possibly have? How can I work with such a nation? All your ambitions for this nation will come to naught. They will not be able to soar to greatness. They will not be able to rise to heights. What does Hashem say? You've asked, the first point was about himself, but that's not for today's share. The second part is you're asking the Chi'oitzi, what Zechus the Klal Yisrael have? This will be the sign that they will be Zeicha to come out. Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to know, says the Eibishter, that at this moment in time, I've almost lost them. But I'm not going to lose them, and I'm never going to lose them. Never, ever, ever. Whatever happens to them. Why? Because they're going to have something which was already created 2,000 years before Bryas Olam. 2,000 days, I should say, before Bryas Olam. That there's going to be such a thing as the Torah, and through the Torah, Estakel Beraisa Ubore Olma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah and created the world. This Torah will be with Klal Yisrael. And this is going to be what will keep this nation. But in preparation for getting the Torah, I want to show you what kind of nation we're talking about here. As we know famously, coming up to Shavuos now, Pesach Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went round to all the nations of the world, and they asked what's inside it, and they actually gave them an answer, and they said, thank you, but no thank you. And that's it. Till he came to Klal Yisrael, and famously we answered Naaseh B'Nishma. How was it possible for a nation who was almost like this brittle potato about to become part of the soup to suddenly say Naaseh B'Nishma? The honest truth is, when we said Naaseh B'Nishma, we weren't the brittle potato anymore. We'd already reached quite a few days, many days, since Yetzias Mitzrayim, we'd already passed Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For people to jump, the high jump, from being on a Madrega of Tumah to reach a Madrega of Kedusha simultaneously, to go not only to extricate themselves from a level of Tumah, but to actually jump onto a level of Kedusha at the same time. So instead of being at the first level of Kedusha, we suddenly became the 49th level of Kedusha. So it was a double jump all the time until we came to Kabbalah Satorah. This, no nation could have done. We'd been slaves. We'd been demoralized. Oiv de'avei de'zora. We can look back at pride. We can take a moment to look back at pride at our ancestors, what they did in these very days of the year. How our Zaydas and Bubbas were able to jump from a level of Tumah to a level of Kedusha. We can just close our eyes for a moment in pride and give them a Yeshakach. To be able to do such a thing, when do we get a chance to thank them? Here they were at Har Sinai, standing at Har Sinai, in the Tathas, in the Bobas and Zaydas, and are ready to say Naaseh V'Nishma, after having been Memteh Sharei Tumah. When you bring out the people, they will serve Elohim ala Hor Hazeh. As we know, Har Sinai was the lowest of the mountains, low, not any great stature at all. This is how my people are going to be. You're asking why are they Zeicha? The Eibishter can look into the future and see the Zechusim they're going to have. If we turn to Parshas Vayeshanan, there Moshe Rabbeinu, when he speaks to the people, he tells them what's in his heart and what's in his mind. And he tells them how proud he was. You know, Unfortunately, unfairly maybe, when we think of Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, we think of Mamrin Ha'isen and Hashem Odekechem, which of course is true, that's what the Pasuk says. That we were rebellious and we complained and we argued and we... But that's how you'd know. For good? I'll leave it at that. Moshe Rabbeinu highlights Ki mi goy vas hanam perek dalad pasuk zayin. Well, we'll start with pasuk vav. Chochmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ho'amim asher yishmu neis kolachukim o'eile v'omru rak am chochom v'novoim hagoy hagodol hazeh. This great nation is an am chochom v'novoim, a wise and understanding nation. We always ask, when we're given something, what's in it for us? It's an obvious question. Somebody offers you something, a metziah. Sounds good, but what's in it? Let's hear all the details. L'chaire, there was nothing wrong in almost Olam saying, my boy, what's it all about? You're offering us something. Klal Yisrael had reached the stage at that time where they knew if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering us something called the Torah, Nasa. Nishma comes later. We'll hear the details later. Ki mi goy gadol asher loy Elokim k'roivim eilav k'ashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu eilav. When we called him, when we called his name, now goyim also have tefillah. There are churches and cathedrals and mosques and places where goyim worship, and most of them worship Hashem. They worship the Abishna. They worship God. But Kashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu eilav, when we have such a thing as tefillah b'tzibur, when we have such a thing, just imagine what Klal Yisrael would have been like if there wouldn't have been such a thing as a shul. In other words, we'd all have mitzvahs, we'd have Shabbos, we'd have tefillin, we'd have tzitzis, and we'd have Seder night, we'd have all the mitzvahs, but there wouldn't be such a thing as a Shacharis Mincha Maariv. Just think for a second how Klal Yisrael would have looked like. Would they have been able to be in a Kiev? And how different it would have been without an idea of a shul. B'chol koreinu einav. The fact that Chazal gave an idea of koreinu, of us calling, if we're looking for some kind of tangible answer as to our survival, our miraculous survival, shul would be high ranking. Certainly, the idea of coming together, the idea of being mushba from each other, hopefully for good. Being mushba in our davening, when you hear somebody davening, when you hear, whether it's a Hasidic Yid, or a Litvish Yid, or a Yekish Yid, or a Sfardish Yid, davening on a Friday night, and I think the Shirul Hashem Shir Chodosh, and he springs with a Shir Chodosh, and he springs with a Chodoyi Likras Kala. People turn around in shul and welcome Shabbos. If you wouldn't have that, you'd just have a Friday night, and you'd have a Shabbos, and you wouldn't have all this, it'd be a different surah altogether. Umi goy gadol asher loy chukim u'mishpotim tzadikim, who have all these righteous chukim. The question would be, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Peiches Amad Aleph, Kofa Aleim Haruka Gigis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the mountain and covered over the mountain like a top. And said, if you accept the Torah, all well and good, and if not, Shom Tehei Kivuraschem. Why do we need such a thing? So the Maral explains, and Gedalia Yeshua explains it beautifully. He says, you have somebody, a person, who knows Lo Yaleinu, who's going to get into fits. And he says, when I get into fits, I do terrible things, I do destructive actions. As soon as you see me, I want you to put me in a straitjacket straight away. And I want you to hold me tight and give me no freedom whatsoever. And I'm fully accepting upon you that you do such a thing, I'm signing it. Don't worry, It's not abuse of rights at all. I want you to do it. Anybody who sees, have regard to this person, and tie him up, bind him up, and put a straitjacket on him, would think, what are they doing? What's going on here? Why? Because this person has agreed. This person is saying, I want you to do it. I want you to put a straitjacket on me. This is for my own good. We accepted the Torah, our nation accepted the Torah, and we said Na'aseh v'nishma. And once we said Na'aseh v'nishma, we knew there's no turning back. It's like a pilot in midair. He may have charotah that he decided to take the plane, and he may want to give up, but he knows he's in mid-flight. You don't give up mid-flight over the Atlantic. That's it. You've accepted to do the flight, you've accepted to fly, and that's it. And end of the question. The reason why we needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put the mountain on top of us is like this person who needs to go in a straitjacket. Because we know there are times when we're going to stray. We know there are times when we're going to do destructive actions. We know there are times when we won't be able to fulfill our potential. And we say to the Eibishter, Kafa Aleinu. In those times, we turn round to you and say, you, Eibishter, you make it easier for us by holding us back, by restricting our actions. And with that, we are appreciative to you, and we show, because as we know, Im Lo Barisi, Yoimo Valayla Chukho Shemayim Varis Lo Samti. There had to be a nation in the world who would continue to learn Torah. Yoimo Valayla. Looking around, who would be the person who would be able, who would be the people who would be able to learn Torah, Yoimon Volayla, to be able to learn day and night, and to stay with this strength, as the Pasuk in Re'eh says, Boni Matem Lashem Alekeshem. Do we need to have any kind of gaiva? Do we need to have any kind of pride? Are we racists? A person who says every morning, Ashevoch Avonu Mikol Ha'amim, is he a racist? Is he somebody who is making himself into a greater race? The answer, says the Maral, quite simply, is because with our greatness comes responsibility. Comes responsibility. It's not just a case of, ha, I'm greater than you. We look around and there are eating places galore.
No such thing as a free lunch.
No such thing as a free lunch. Look around and we see. Look around and people. He's right, yeah. But when we look around and we see the freedom, we can turn back to Pekah Avos. Ein lecha ben chayrin ela mi she'osek b'Torah. Somebody who's given the free range to do what he wants. Here you are, you can eat what you want, how you want, when you want, do what you want, there's no restrictions, there's no how you eat, there's no how you walk, there's no how you dress. That's not freedom. That's not freedom. That is let loose. And after a while being let loose, a person feels that this is not the chayrus. Ein lecha ben chayrin. Somebody who appreciates, as the Pasuk says, that Atem Tsoini Tsoin Marisi, you are my sheep. But a sheep can just walk around and eat and eat and eat. As Chazal tell us about the Nachash, that the Nachash was given the ability, for Ofor Teichal Kol Yumei Chayecha. Ask the Sfasemis, surely this is the greatest brach of all, that you never have to worry about Parnosa. You never have to worry about where my next piece of bread is coming from. Wherever I go, there's offer, toichal kol yimei chayecha. Is that called freedom? Is that freedom? It's like the Eibishter saying, lomer up. I'm giving you offer to eat. You never have to come to me. You never have to daven to the Eibishter, please give me to eat. That's it. Offer toichal. A person who never has to come onto the Eibishter. A person who never has to say, please, Eibishter, please help me. That's not freedom. We want to be able, sometime in our life, we're not asking for Torahs. We're not asking for four straight times. We're not asking for difficulties. But when a person has a difficulty, the first thing he can say is, first of all, I am zoche to be part of this great nation who has b'chol koreinu elav. This we're allowed to have pride in. And this we're mechuyev to have pride in. B'hanchel goyim elyon. We're allowed to feel on top. But we have to realize, first of all, we have to be mekadesh shem shemayim all the time. We want people to turn around to us and say, oh, this is how they behave. This is how they drive their cars. This is how they park their cars. This is how they maneuver themselves in the right directions, and not to say, oh, what do you expect? What do you expect? This is what they do. They never say who the they is, but listen, oh, just finish off with a quick story and then we'll go. Carry on. Moshe Feinstein. There was a Baal Tshuva in his neighborhood. And the Baal Tshuva began learning. His father was impressed. His father didn't quite change his ways yet, but his father was impressed with his son's learning. He said, Daddy, we belong to a great nation. He said, yes, of course, America is great. He said, no, Dad, I don't mean America. I mean Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, what are you talking about? He told him about Avraham Avinu, and about Yitzchak, and about Yaakov, and about Moshe, and everything else, and Aseret HaShvatim, that's another shiur. And he cried and cried and cried. Anyway, the father slowly began to take interest. Then he saw that one day his son's making a party. He said, what's the party for? He said, this, that, Dad, is called a siyum. I've finished a book, and I'm making a party. Oh, at last, now you've finished learning. Now you can become a fully-fledged American citizen again. He said, no, Dad, I've finished one book. I'm making a party straight away. I'm starting book number two. What? Anyway, eventually the father became so impressed with this. He said, one day, turn around to his son and said, my son, please begin teaching me as well. So they sat down together and they learned first, of course, to read properly and then a bit of Chumash. And then he began something called Gemara one day. And he learned Gemara with him and he learned a page of Gemara. An Omud, it must have been, I think, not even a Daf. They finished the Omud and the father turns around to the son and says, son, let's have a Siyum. So the son laughs and says, Dad, to have a Siyum, we've got to finish the whole book. Please, I need to have a Siyum, I want to have a Siyum. I saw the excitement you had when you finished the whole book and started a new book. This is only with our nation. This is only with this wonderful nation. I want to really be part of this nation. Please, let's make a Siyum. You know what? I'll go and ask Ramosha. Ramosha Feinstein. So he went to ask Ramosha, can he make a Siyum on one Omud Gemara? Reb Moshe said, when are you making the Siyum? I'm coming to the Siyum. Make a Siyum tonight, I'll be coming to the Siyum. And he made the Siyum, and Reb Moshe came to the Siyum with a simcha. This is another generation. This is not only father to son, this is son bringing the father. Where do we see this in any other nation? And Reb Moshe was mispot. Next morning, the son was an oval. His father was nifter that night.
Wow.
Father was nifter that night. Wow. And Moshe said, it's very hard to say, there's a lot of crying, but Ashrei, happy is that person who was zoicha to l'chaya olam habo, zoicha to the life of olam habo. He learned the Omud Gemara, he had a siyum, and that was it. And that's why he's so insistent on the siyum. May we be zoicha to be able to pass on to our dear children and grandchildren next day this all about our wonderful nation, get them excited about our nation, get them infused, get them really, really full of energy with a great nation, and we'll be zoicha to be together, lakabu, b'nei Mashiach, tzidkenu, b'peiro, b'yameinu.